הערב שבת שלום, פרשת וירא. I think פרשת וירא, per capita, is probably most of Am Yisrael's favorite parasha. So much that goes on, Abraham and the Malachim, and the Besorah v'Lidat Yitzchak, Hafichat Sodom v'Amorah, so much, and the Torah ends off with the parashat Akedah, so much, Ma'aseh Avot Siman Labanim, in this week's parasha from Abraham, Yitzchak, B'Zechuyot of Am Yisrael, for all generations, for all eternity, the most powerful zechut is written in this week's parasha. Akedat Yitzchak, that's something that never expires. We say it every day, never gets old. The Kadosh Baruch Hu never gets sick of it because of the unbelievable mesirut nefesh on the part of Abraham Avinu Alav Shalom Uvnu Yitzchak. Now, if you look in the beginning of the parasha, we find something interesting. It was actually last week's parasha when Abraham and Yitzchak were going down to Mitzrayim. Abraham turns to Sarah, and he tells her, "Hinena yadati ki isha yafat mare'at." Everybody knows the famous Rashi who quotes the Midrash that until then, because Abraham and Sarah were so tsnu'im, how old were they at the time? 75? Huh?
Oh, wait, what?
Mitzrayim.
Oh.
75. Yeah, Abraham Abinu came. He left Haran to go to Eretz Yisrael, and then there was a Rahab, and then he immediately went down to Mitzrayim. So he was at least 75 years old. They were married for decades already. Abraham got married at what age? 25. Married for decades. Long time. And yet, Abraham Avinu looks at Sarah and he says, "Now I know that you're beautiful." Says Rashi, what happened? They were so tenua, both of them, that they never looked at each other. And yet, something ma'aseh happened. He saw her reflection in the water. He says, "Wow, now I realize how beautiful you are." So tenua. Such, even greater than malachim. It's an unbelievable thing. Why? We find in Parashat Bereshit, the Malachim, when they dropped from Shamayim, they weren't able to handle the temptation of Ta'avat Nashim. We find that, nachon, the Nefilim, they came and they started mingling with human women. A tremendous balagan going on. Malachim. Yeah. Ha-Nefilim. Yeah, anyway, b'kitzur. But when they fell from Shamayim, they fell into the temptations of Olam Hazeh, that all changed. So you see, Abraham and Sarah, in some ways, were even greater than Malachim Arom. It's an unbelievable thing. And yet, watch what happens. In the beginning of this week's parasha, the Torah says, the Malachim asked Abraham Avinu, "Aye Sarah Ishtecha," says Rashi HaKadosh, quoting the Gemara says in Baba Metziah, they were Malachim, they knew exactly where Sarah was. So why did they ask Abraham? They wanted to be Mechabevota, they wanted to endear her to her husband. That meant to tell, "Oh, she's not here, she's in the tent, she's so tsanua. Wow, you're so lucky. You have such a zechut to have such a tsanua wife." They want, huh? So that's the big thing. And it's weird because you think malachim like Abraham and Sarah that didn't look at Abraham Avinu didn't see his wife until minimum of age 75, and they were so tsanua, they're already elderly. Abraham Avinu was 99 years old at the time. Sarah was 90. Yes, it doesn't make sense. That okay, big deal. What are you trying to do over there? Not only that, we find that the Malachim, that Akadosh Baruch Hu came to Abraham Avinu, and he says, "Why is Sarah doubting me?" It says, you know, when Sarah heard about the Besorah and she laughed, what did she say? How can it be that after I'm so old, I'm going to be able to bear children, and my master, which means my husband, is so old? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Abraham Avinu, he changed the wording a little bit. How is it that I can give birth when I'm so old? Which means that when talking to Abraham, he said that he changed a little bit, that she said, "How can I give birth when I'm so old?" The Gemara learns that, Chazal learned that from here. Mikan shemeshanim mipnei shalom. In order to preserve shalom, you're allowed to slightly bend the truth in order to preserve shalom bayit, which is a very interesting thing. Because let's get real here. Even if Abraham Avinu would have heard Sarah saying that he's old, would that have been false? No, he's old, she's old. You know, Avraham Avinu wouldn't have gotten insulted by it. You know, it's a very normal thing to say. not shaken, not anything. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mishaneh in order to avoid even a kiuze, even a tiny iota of a disturbance of this equilibrium of Shalom Bayit among Abraham and Sarah, the tzaddikim yisod olam, the ones who in some ways were higher on levels than Malachim, Hashem said we have to preserve this peace even at the expense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu chotamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu seal is emet. He says I'm going to make a slight variation to the emet to preserve the shalom. There's another thing that we see in the beginning of this week's parasha that really exemplifies, that really drives home this point of shalom. Listen carefully. The Torah says, by Avraham Avinu, he was sitting on the third day of his milah, looking out for guests. Vayisa einav vayar, v'hine shelosha anashim nitzavim alav, vayar vayar otzlikratam, mipetach haohel vayishtachu arza. As Avraham Avinu was looking for guests, the Torah seems to use a word redundantly. What's that word? Vayar. Says it twice. It says, he lifted his eyes and he saw three people standing. And he saw them and he ran towards them and he started preparing the food. Why does it say Vayar twice in the Pasuk? Says the Midrash, listen carefully to the wording of the Midrash. Amar Abraham, im ani ro'e she'shchina mamtenet alehim, ani yodea she'en b'nei adam gedolim. If I see, what was Abraham Avinu's request of the Shekhinah? What did Abraham Avinu ask Hashem? No, besides for that. Wait for me. Wait a little. He came, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit, to do Bikur Cholim. Avraham Avinu asked him to wait for him so that he can do Achnasat Orchim and then wait. Avraham said, if I see Vayar that the Shekhinah waits for them, I know that they are Anashim Gedolim, number one. Number two, V'im ani ro'e otan cholkin kavod elu la'elu, ani yodea shehin b'nei adam meuganim. If I see them themselves treating themselves among themselves respectfully, I know that they are proper, worthy people. Once he saw them treating each other respectfully, he knew that they were worthy people. What do you see from this midrash, says the Sichot Musar? Two times Vayam says, if I see the Shekhinah waiting for them, they're Anashim Gdolim. And if I see them respecting one another, they're Anashim Meuganim, worthy, proper people. One second. There's a word for that in Yiddish. You know what it's called? It's called being Ehrlich. You know what Ehrlich means? An Ehrlich Yid.
Honest, honest.
A good, honest, worthy person. It's in German also?
Yes.
So, now, you know, Dama? Yeah, but now it's Yiddish. We took it to Netzad HaKedusha. Anyway, Mikon Makom, Rabotai, listen carefully. That being said, you see from the Midrash that even if Hashem would have waited for them and they would have been then, in Abraham Avinu's eyes, Anashim Gedolim, nevertheless, Abraham Avinu would not yet call them Anashim Uganim. He still wouldn't call them worthy and proper people, even if Hashem waited for them, and that was testimony that they were great people. At what point would HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would Abraham call them Anashim Uganim? Only when he saw them respecting one another. When they were treating each other with shalom, b'shalva, b'derech eretz, that's such a big building block, which is exactly what Abraham Avinu, Kli'il HaMidot, Abraham Avinu represented the best in chesed and shalom and bringing forth HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name to mankind. That's what he was looking for. Gedula, you can find many people who are gedolim, but no ganim hagunim, good, proper, wholesome people, that's even harder to come by than gadlut. It's a really, really big thing. If you look at the Midrash and you make this diuk, it's a totally different thing. You can be Adam Gadol, and yet, not yet, in Adam Hagun. Two different things. Adam Gadol is if Hashem respects you. Adam Hagun is what? You show respect to other people. Chachamenu told it to us even better than this. How so? Ezo mechubad, amechabed et habiriyot. How do you know if a person is honorable? You want to see if a person is honorable? Not if people honor him. In general, you ask a person, what's an honorable person? What's the definition? A person who gets honor from people. Wrong! Ezo mechubad, amechabed et habiriyot. One who honors other people, one who's able to show honor to anyone, even people that are lesser than him, even people who are lower in stature, socioeconomic, and others than him, that's considered a person who is Adam Mechubad, Adam Hagun, that's what Avraham Avinu was looking at when he tested. He was gauging the Malachim. This is exactly what he was looking at. Rabotai, I thank you all for listening. Shabbat Shalom, Tizkur Shem Rabot. Be well, stay safe. Kortum.
Hello. No problem.